You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to the Churros y Tácticas podcast. A weak intro intentionally because despite Real Madrid being ahead of Barcelona in the table, we dropped 2 points at home versus Rayo Vallecano while Barca had a grind out last minute dramatic victory in one of the toughest away stadiums in Spain. At Real Anoeta, I think that's what it's called. It's changed its name like 5 times. I don't know. I can't keep up. I just I just kind of call it Anoeta. But either way, a grind out victory, and Barca are hot on the heels. And of course, if there was a Girona fan on the podcast, they would be doing the intro because they are flying and they are doing some amazing stuff. So, Diego Lorin, welcome back to the show after. It's probably for the best that we've had like a week between recordings so that we can both cool down from the post-classico.
I was going to say, what a difference a week makes. Like, put this intro next to last week's intro, and my goodness, it's... What a difference a week makes, indeed. Yeah, well, here we are, back again, back at it. The madness continues, and just blessed to be sitting here another week doing what I love to do. One of the things I love to do, that is talk football, and happy to be doing it with you, buddy. You know, it's been it's just madness, dude. You know what I like about freelancing at this moment? These last 2 months have been mad. I mean, the churros, you guys know, the regular watchers. I've been away doing beach soccer in Portugal and in the south of Spain and Huelva. I've been doing some work again with Barca. I've been hosting or reporting on this cryptocurrency conference. And now I'm having a chance to do the same at the Smart Cities Expo here in Barcelona, which is, I mean, it's a worldly event, a conference with, I mean, the biggest companies. I was talking from Microsoft execs to Deloitte people, from more local startups, people from the World Bank about sustainability, you know, green tech innovation, AI solutions, and how to improve healthcare, water recycling, you name it. I mean, it's all in the... It was just fascinating, and meeting these people from different walks of life. It's life is good right now, Kian. You know, life is good. Loving family. My jobs are interesting, and I'm here sitting again for another churro. So I'm blessed. All the rest is just bullshit. All the rest is just noise.
You couldn't do any of that if you were working for Barca full time. I had no idea you were doing this conference thing. Why are you? Maybe I just haven't seen it. Are you posting this on your Instagram story? Because this is great stuff. You got to post more, man.
I'm very lazy. I know. Tomorrow, I will do it. I'm very lazy with these things. In fact, Jamie Coles, my ex-colleague at Barca, who's now on this job with me for these next few days, he took some pictures. So I'll post those pictures on Instagram. And I'll try to do... It's not natural to me. I don't know.
I know. It's not natural to me either, but I force myself to do it.
No, you're good. You got the whole modeling shots. Come on. You love it. You're lapping it up. You lap it up.
Secretly.
Don't even shut.
Secretly.
I'll post some videos for sure. But so here we are, man. So yes, all right. Barca off of a very ugly win. And let's hope that in half hour's time, we're going to see some improvement for Crying Out Loud against the Shakhtar. It could be our seal to the next round, finally, and our ticket to the next round. After 2 years of not having made the knockout rounds of the Champions League, after far too long, I mean, how long has it been? 6 years prior to that. Of just disasters, it's we have some reckoning to do. We have some, redeem team should be the focus of the name, let's say, of this Xavi side, hopefully, and they can make it happen. And that doesn't mean win the Champions League, but it does mean compete. So excited to get through to the next round. Let's hope we do it in style against Shakhtar, who made it very difficult, Kian. Over at the Montjuïc, the Lluís Companys. You probably don't remember, we won that game tightly. Comfortable 2-0 lead with nice goals. Ferran Torres, I want to say, and I think it was Fermín López. I'm not 100% sure. I think he might have hit the post. Anyway, and then they came back. And Shakhtar right now are this, they have the new coach on their side. It was his first game in charge. In the game against Barca, and they have this like gung-ho attitude about them, at least in that last game at the Olympic Stadium, where they deserved the draw in the end. They came back 2-1 and they had insane amount of chances deep into in the game where they could have easily drawn. They hit the post. So again, they're a team to be reckoned with. We're coming off of a nasty loss or a win rather in Anoeta. The Real Arena, and I don't know, man. That loss over. I tell you what, and then I'm rambling now. But the loss in the Clásico did a lot of damage, I think, to this team, more than maybe what also people want to admit or think. I don't know.
Took you know damage. What? How the Clásico results rarely affect the outcome of the season. You forget quickly. Both teams forget quickly. They move on. Historically, Real Madrid, after the Clásico, they just shit the bed like they did against Rayo the next game. Barca have a big win. Morale fluctuates. None of this matters. You can.
It was different, though. It felt different. Your game against Rayo and ours against Real Sociedad, mind you, very different opponents, sure. And
yeah.
Thank God we walked away with 3 points, golden points, in a place where I think... they were undefeated in the last 18 games. And yes, you dropped big points against Rayo, but I felt the dynamics of that game was like you were going to walk away with a goal at some point and you just didn't.
Sure, but I think we'd trade places with you and take the ugly win rather than drop points. But it's interesting because like no Real Madrid fans really felt that way. I mean... We try to take the optimistic look from the game and say, okay, well, we had a bunch of chances. Rayo didn't do anything. And another day we would have scored. But of course, it also accentuates and highlights the problems in that we don't have a pure goal scorer in the team. And so you're like, okay, well, how many times are we going to sit here and say, well, we played but no one scored the ball? Like
that narrative is so old.
It's a recurring discussion after every time we drop points. Like, oh, well, we would have won that game on another day. We're like, okay, which one of those games has the striker that wins us the game? So that's a recurring problem. It's funny. I was looking at this stat today before we started recording that since Xavi took over Barcelona out of all the teams in Spain, Barcelona are the team that has the most 1-0 victories. And so many Barca fans that complain, oh, it's ugly, it's all this. I'm like, man, this is, can we just remember the fact? Here's my Barca, my Xavi defense monologue. Can we just remember the fact that Barca under Koeman were ass? And it was following up, it was in the Bartomeu era. Like, do you know what Xavi had to do to come and change the mindset and actually get the team?
Breach, baby.
Football? Like, he's done an amazing job. Ismeri put this on TikTok. Keon loves Xavi. You know, he's done a great job, man. Like, I don't know what Kool-Aids are complaining about.
Dude, I couldn't agree with you more. Listen, Kool-Aids, we are critical beings. And football, yeah. One of the things that is, yeah, it is. It's a motto, you can call it a motto of the club or not, but there has to be wins and also a convincing, entertaining style of play that fits that narrative. And it's, you know, the search for perfection in the eyes of a culé. And I think that's a noble, you know, thing as well. It's not win by any means. If our motto and philosophy was win by any means, then instead of a Pep Guardiola, you know, Cheeky Beggity Stein and Laporta would have chosen for Mourinho at the time to become the Barca coach and not take a bet on the Barca B coach without, you know, with zero experience. We would have had somebody with more pedigree and big leagues and teams. And that's not the case. So, you know, that's the bet and that's the exigencia, the demand of the culé, is that beautiful football, entertaining football is played in a process. And that right now, Xavi will be the first to admit that that's just not the case. And until that is, there's going to be many critics. It's just what is also annoying is that I think you can be critical, but be, you know, productive in the process, you know, constructive criticism, if you will. And there is far too much within the Barca camps itself of, first of all, extremists, fanatics that want Xavi out. And they, you know, call for somebody like Klopp or Flick or, you know, whoever is the hot name, Arteta now is, which I'm not saying are bad options, mind you, I'm really not. However, I agree with you that I think it was yesterday that Xavi, it was the second anniversary of Xavi as a head coach.
Yeah,
might have been
two years
anniversary. Like you said, he took a team that was in ninth under Ronald Koeman, put them, you know, in we finished off in the top, in second that year. We finished off second, qualified for the Champions League, gone on to win La Liga with, you know, record-breaking numbers, albeit defensive numbers. I think as well in the process, we've had some beautiful games. You know, we dismantled Madrid, with some excellent football in the Super Cup, in the league as well. The 4-0 was with Xavi, you know, the same thing in the Spanish Super Cup, final. And there are good, you know, moments there that show that this team is capable of playing that style of football. I think, and I'm not washing hands I'm not washing Xavi's hands completely here, but I do think that there amongst the players is a sort of lack of intensity. There are many lapses in concentration. You know, Kian, that I'm doing, or I have commentated all of the Barca games again, for Barca's new platform that is coming up. And what strikes me watching all of these matches again is how early sometimes Barca have conceded goals, literally after seconds. These are more or through uncharacteristic individual errors as well. Bad passes, where our opponents have been simply able to capitalize on. But more than that, those moments have been signs, clear signs, that the concentration isn't entirely there. The intensity isn't there all the time, you know, as much as is needed. And I think the players themselves can do a whole lot better before we continue to be or remain to be critical with Xavi, who, again, I'm not washing his hands entirely. I think in the Clásico, for example, I just did that game, Kian, on a couple days ago. I texted you. I was like, oh, I'm getting to do the game again. It was after we did the podcast. Mm-hmm. And what annoyed me, and I didn't notice it at the time, is you mentioned it, in fact. I would have preferred Ferran Torres to have stayed on than Lewandowski to have come on. I felt that he didn't bring the energy, the intensity that was needed in that Clásico to remain competitive. And it was almost like, this is maybe a bit extreme, but playing with a player less. Mm. I don't think that, you know, I think Ferran would have done a better job had he stayed on, yes.
Given the way that the second half went and that Real Madrid were bringing their lineup higher and Barcelona were playing more defensive, for counterattacking purposes, Ferran would have been more useful, that's for sure.
And defensively, I think also more present.
Also yeah. That. The thing is, like, when you look at Barca under Xavi, to me, it's like, and again, like you listed like a bunch of managers that are obviously great managers who could also do well at Barca, possibly better. But like, I think the thing with Xavi under Barca is that it's actually been a mix of what fans want, which is quote unquote good football, but also results playing ugly football, which I think is really important. You need to, any team in the world, I don't care what your philosophy is, whether you want to play the most stereotypical sexy football of aggressive pressing, winning the ball, million chances and passing. No matter how great you are and how great you want to play, you need to be able to win ugly. Like, and I think, you know, you have to, that is, as much as like maybe some fans want to call it luck or, you know, whatever it is, it's a trait to be able to win ugly. Not all teams can win ugly. Like, it's a skill set, in my opinion. And I think Xavi has had the mix of results. Again, like, what are we comparing Xavi to? The golden years of Barca under Pep, or are we comparing him to what he actually took over, which was Koeman and Bartomeu's Barca? It was two completely different things. You know, it's difficult following Pep, but it's also difficult inheriting this team. So, like, to be fair to Xavi, like, what was expected of him, you know?
He's always been viewed as Pep 2.0. That's his big disadvantage.
Which is unfair.
Yeah.
It's completely unfair. You know,
which is why I'll never forget. And it's funny, actually. An ex-colleague of mine years ago, when Xavi's name was first mentioned, and I'm talking, this was like Valverde, going from Valverde to Xavi. Mm-hmm. Pretty much like, you know, his name was being thrown out there the day he went to Qatar or something, you know. It was, he was saying, like, you know, his argument was Xavi should come very late in his managerial career to Barca, because as soon as he touches down, he's going to be compared to Pep. That was his article summed up. And at the time, I was like, wow, that's an exaggeration and But now I'm seeing it's true, like the scrutiny and expectations as well upon Gavi's shoulders are massive, you know. And you know, at the top of the broadcast of this podcast, I talk about the fact that it's been 2 years that we haven't even advanced past, you know, the latter stages, knockout stages of the Champions League. But before that, the history before that is arguably almost more dramatic through in the manner in which we exited, you know, knockout stages. And look at the players we had as well. I mean, you love to mention it. Messi was on those teams, you know.
I feel like, and since Lucho left, really, would you say that
it's been dramatic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was like the last, like,
Lucho, I mean, the after MSN. The 6-1. Yeah. Like that the Juventus knockout after the 6-1 remontada against PSG was right. Like, ah. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, what was it all that for? Yeah.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
Come on. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Right, yeah. So, you know, it's funny because it's not just Barca managers that get compared to Pep. Like, any manager that comes up from the youth system, like Zidane was compared to Pep. Like, because people were like, oh, if Pep could do it, maybe Zidane can do it with that experience.
Right, right.
You know, and then he was compared to Pep, and then anyone who comes up like, oh, well, you know, this is what justifies appointing a manager from the youth team now. Like, I'm not saying Xavi was from the youth team, obviously, but like any manager who gets appointed without experience, it's like, well, Pep succeeded, and now we can say Zidane succeeded, and like we use these guys as barometers, but really, I don't know if that's those are outliers. But I think also with Xavi, I think you can kind of see an evolution with him too. Like, it's funny, like, I'm trying to remember now, going back to when he was coaching in Qatar. A lot of people would take his interviews when he was coaching there, or even before he became a coach, and turn them into memes. Like, this guy is out of his mind. Like, this guy has no idea what he's doing. Great player. I don't think it's going to make him into a great coach. And I would look at his quotes and I'd be like, actually, this guy's a really intelligent person in terms of football IQ. Like, he is going to succeed, I think. But I also, like, was very skeptical in that, you know, he had that interview in The Guardian, I think, like, when he just retired, where he said, if you have a system, and, you know, we all know what he believes in, it's like, you know, the Cruyff philosophy, the Pep philosophy, whatever you want to call it. And he said, if it's not working, it's not because of the system, it's the players. You change the players, not the system. And I remember, like, looking at things like that and be like, well, he clearly wants to play one way or the highway. And I wonder how much that is going to be to his detriment, because part of the Barca's problem has been that they play a certain way. And a lot of these Champions League exits were because everyone knew that they were going to keep a high line and play this way, and they could exploit it if the team was good enough, the coach was good enough, the players were good enough, and that's what was happening. But then you look at the fact that, you know, actually in the past couple of years, he's really focused on improving the defense. And, you know, and that's part of the reason why it's been a bit ugly. You look at that Real Sociedad game, and mind you, I'm not the best person to analyze that game because it was a background game for me, not like I'm sitting down and taking notes on this, but
That's a big game. That's one you want to sit down and watch, man.
I know. But just from my, like, observations of that, it looked like Real Sociedad had a good amount of the ball, possession. I mean, I'm looking at it
they
now.
They had Real Sociedad, man, they should have won that game. They should have absolutely won that game. If last week, I'm going to bring this up, Barca deserved the win more for the 70 minutes of the game, Real Sociedad absolutely deserved the win.
They had a lot of, the possession was kind of even, but they had a lot of possession in Barcelona's half, which was the difference.
And chances.
But you know what's funny, Diego? You say all that, but here's what the numbers say. The XG, Real Sociedad 0.8, Barcelona 1.
Where does that come from? I've always doubted that XG stat. I mean, that's upsetting, and that's coming from a culé. But no, honestly, how's that possible?
Well, sometimes a better barometer than XG is actually field tilt. And field tilt, which means basically which team has the ball in the opponent's third. And that was Real Sociedad 70%, Barca 30%. So with the field tilt, essentially Real Sociedad were in Barcelona's half, basically playing football, and Barcelona were reacting to that. That is in some ways a better barometer, but
yes. No, they kill him right off the bat as well. Again, against how many teams did this happen now? You know, who did we play that they scored the quickest goal in almost La Liga history, pretty much? God damn it. Who was it?
No idea.
Was it Cadiz? I need to see. But, I mean, Barca had been conceding from kickoff. Maybe it was Granada. I think it was Granada. Okay. Also against Mallorca. I mean, right from the get-go, far too many times. And the same thing was almost about to happen. I mean, Real Sociedad, without any exaggeration, could have been up 3-0 after 10 minutes, like 10, 15 minutes. And it was an ugly win. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they ground it, you know, ground it out.
Ground it, past tense, yeah.
Of course, when Araujo scored the goal, it was euphoric. It felt delicious. It felt good. It was a big sigh of relief when he did. I never believed it. I was happy with the 0-0. I mean, I was happy with the point. And I thought the point was in play, but I just didn't expect the monster, the legend, the best center back in the world right now to come in there, jump in there for the rescue and give us three golden points that at least allow us to dream to be remain in the hunt for La Liga after a hurtful Clásico loss. We bounce back from that. And we need to get something out of it, you know, now, you know. I hope that the Gundogan post-match, post-Clásico talk will have done its, you know, served its purpose to have ignited a fire and not caused a division, as some newspapers, of course, local, have been reporting, because you got to criticize Barca. You know, there's never a day of rest, internally, externally. Yeah. It's insane.
That's the nature of the beast, yeah. I mean, they will find ways to twist it into whatever negative thing. Like, look, I'm not saying that's wrong. Like, it's important to look at how you played and see if that's sustainable or not. So I get it. You know, it's not, but should also, I guess, point out the fact that have we seen healthy your Once de Gala yet? Have we seen that this season?
Yeah, there's no excuse, Kian.
But have we? It's a genuine question. Have we?
It is a very good question. I think against Getafe. Petri. I think match day one against Getafe.
The ironical one. Ironically, you didn't win that game, but
didn't win that, and it was a disgusting game. I mean, to start off the season in that way was horrible. Mm. I think that's it. I think that the Once de Gala was on match day one. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Let me see who was there. We had, my friend, in the back, Balde, Christensen, Koundé, Araujo, in goal, Ter Stegen, of course. Romeo, Gundogan, De Jong, Pedri, Lewandowski, and Rafinha. Mm. So, you know. Yeah. Lamine Yamal on the bench. So, I mean, he's in the Once de Gala now. Lamine Yamal is on the bench. Gabi has to be in your Once de Gala right now. I cannot leave Gabi on the bench. I would put Gundogan on the bench. Right now, my three.
B-team player Gundogan, am I right? Treble winner, one of the best midfielders in the world. B-team. The three that I think have to be on the field if they're healthy are Pedri, Frenkie, and Gabi. And the fourth one can be Gundogan instead of João Felix, for example.
Claro, João wasn't here against Getafe.
João also is having a good season. Even though he's not scoring right now, he's still playing well.
Oh, he's so good. I wonder how that's going to end up in the end. Because he clearly wants to stay. If he stays, keeps this up, Xavi will want him to stay. Atletico will want to cash in like never before. 80 mil, I guess. Barca will say, we don't got the money. And he'll go to Dubai. I mean, Saudi.
There's a new league in Dubai that I don't know about.
Hey, Iniesta's in Dubai, you know.
He's playing?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought he retired.
That's hilarious. I saw a meme the other day where they had his photo And the team that he's playing for in the, I forget what it's called, the UAE League. And the meme was something like, I thought he retired, or something like, has he come out of retirement in need for money?
It wasn't. Did we not literally see an announcement that he retired like a few months ago? Maybe that was someone else.
That was Boyan. Boyan is retired. Maybe you confuse it with him.
Is Ricky Pooch still playing football?
Hey, dude, he's lighting it up. Are you kidding? He's like the hero of LA, of the Galaxy.
I told you, man. Should have kept him.
Well, I'm happy for him. You know, it's good that he's an important player on that team. I've always had hopes at that time, during that time where everybody was calling his name, and every time he came off the bench, he was being productive. It's so strange how that never worked out, man. Mm. It's a head scratcher, but he's doing well apparently in LA Galaxy. What I wanted to ask, and kind of quickly, because unfortunately, dear listeners, kickoff is starting soon, and yeah.
Barca have the early game. Don
has got to go and check it. Zizou, you mentioned his name earlier. Is he going to come back and coach, or what's up? It's like United, Le Bleu, then it's Brazil, then it's Oranje. I wouldn't mind Zizou at Oranje, I guess.
I thought you were going to say Barca. I don't know
what he's doing. You don't know. Where do you see him next? PSG? The Q?
God forbid. I don't know.
The Q!
I can't picture him taking on a small team. You know what I mean? I can't picture him with a group of, you know, low-profile players, low-profile. To me, it's either he comes back
Juve.
To Real Madrid one day. Maybe Juve. I don't know.
Juve.
To me, it's either France or Real Madrid. Like, those are the two things. I can't
you
picture
want him back?
Going to Marseille, for example. Sorry?
I guess you want him back for a third spell?
The funny thing with Zizou is that, like, I don't quote-unquote want him back, but I would take him back whenever he wants to come back. Do you know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I'll take you. I don't want you, but I'll take you, right?
So, like, for example, if I had a choice right now between Xabi Alonso or Zidane, after
right,
Ancelotti left, I would choose Xabi Alonso.
Obviously.
But if Xabi Alonso like can't come for whatever reason and Ancelotti leaves and Zidane comes back, I wouldn't like sit in a dark room and start crying. I'd be like, Zidane is back. Yeah, let's
He's
go.
Back. Let's go. Another three Champions Leagues in the bag.
Yeah. Black Magic is back.
You know? Black Magic, baby. Yeah, I think he dodged the bullet with the United gig, huh? I mean, I think any coach is just doomed right now to go to United. I don't know what's going on over there.
just not to touch Sir it. Alex Ferguson is doomed there.
My goodness. I think he dodged the bullet. I don't know if he could have done much better as the other coaches have done at this point. Van Gaal, Mourinho, Ten Hag, they're tanking over there. It's a coach graveyard, my God.
It's a coach and player graveyard, I'd say.
Yeah.
It's just a place for dead people.
Yeesh. But I think I could see him with friends for sure. I think that's been in the making. I could see him with the Q. I could also see him. Yeah, I could also see him go to a United though. Having said that, now that they're under different management, maybe the board change. Who knows? I could still see him there, and maybe he would. You know, Black Magic will go to work. Who knows? And they become the new reign supreme. Right now, I just think City still have it on lock and. With other teams that are much more ready to compete City for that title than a United anytime soon.
Yeah. No? I mean, I don't know. I for some reason, I just can't picture him at anywhere besides Real Madrid in France. It'll just be weird, I guess.
Maybe. Look, I can see this as well. Quick one. Quick in and out in Saudi. Quick little cash in. It's been a while. He's out of work.
I can't even see that. Like, he's never been that type of... Like, he walked away from money two times at Real Madrid. As a player, he walked away early, left money on the table. As a coach, he left money on the table. because he didn't want to finish his contract. So I don't know. I think, and also like looking at his Instagram, he's loving life. He's like in all these cool spots around the world. He's playing football and his kids with his backyard. I think he's like kind of like happy right now. But it's like the other thing is like the longer he stays out of the game, I think it might be harder for him. So I feel like he should pick it up soon if he's going to come back soon. I don't know. Anyways.
It's like Frank Rijkaard. Like he never.
What was his last job?
Actually, his last job was in the Middle East somewhere, if I remember correctly.
I remember he had a job like that after he left Barca. But he never came back. Okay, cool. Barca, Shakhtar kicking off now.
Playboy.
And good luck with that. It's in Germany, not Ukraine.
Yeah, they play. Yes, of course.
Yeah. So you guys need like 1 point from the next three games. Who cares? You guys got it.
I know, but I want to get it done, and let's do it in style. Vamos, Xavi.
Fair enough.
Vamos,
all right, bro. Good chatting.
All right, dude. Yep.
We'll be back later this week on patreon.com/churros y tacticas. That's where you'll find us. Peace out, guys. Take care.
Peace, peace.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.